Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Mem Ches. We're holding the third line from the top of the Yomid. We're continuing to talk about the Tarfis in a Reya. So the Gemara tells us, Omer Vyosim Barmin Yumi, Omer of Nachman. Reya Hasmucha Ledoifin Ein Choshishin Lo. What does that mean? The Reya, the lungs, which are in the middle of the body of the animal, part of that Reya is facing or is next to the Doifin. Doifin means the wall of the animal. And in particular, Rashi says we're talking about it's next to the Tzlois. Tzlois are the ribs, which are part of the rib cage. Now, Poshipshat Reya Smucha. Smucha means it's next to. However, Rashi says it's more than that. It's Dvuka Bitzlois. In fact, it is connected to the Tzlois. It is, Gemara calls it in other places, a sircha. Sircha meaning that it is attached, it's an adhesion. And here, the reya is attached to none other than the tzlois, to the ribs in the ribcage. What's it then? Ein choshen lo, you don't have to worry. What don't I worry about? I don't have to worry about that maybe there is a hole within the reya, because the doifin is going to do a great job in protecting it so that this hole will not expand, and quite to the contrary, that this hole will in fact be cured. So this doifin acts like a very, very good insulator to make sure that the reya does not make this behemoth tray. This is a rare case, because normally we say that once you have a hole in the reya, a scab does not help. The Gemara, in fact, brought this already yesterday on the bottom of the Amud Beis, that if you have a reya which has on top of it some sort of scab, what was the Lashon HaGemara? We'll get to it in Mi'at Hashem. That it doesn't help that subsequently this scab has grown on the outside, it remains treif. Our Gemara says, no, if the ray is next to the doifin, then the doifin will go and protect it. And, or, doifin means a wall. This is a doifin. Okay, so normally, if Rashi had not told us otherwise, I would say it's just the wall of the animal itself, and the thickness of the wall, of course, is the skin from the outside, and the flesh from the inside.
The rib cage.
The rib cage are the tzlois. Those are the ribs.
In the rib cage, right. you have the wall.
Yes, okay.
The rib steaks.
So, if we were just talking about the doifin itself, that would be just the, from one side the skin, from the inside the flesh. However, Rashi says we're talking about that the doifin is devuka bitzlois, fourth line from the top. Tzela is the ribs, so now the reya is attached to the ribs. So now, what is the story? The reason why Rav Nachman says that it's kosher, ein choshen lo, says Rashi, because I can be toiler. How do the two get attached in the first place? They're supposed to be separate entities. Yeah, they're very close, and they smile to each other, and they're next door neighbors, but how did they get attached to one another? So Rashi says we're going to be toiler, not that there was a problem, a hole in the lungs. We're going to be toiler that the hole was in fact in the doifin, in the tzela. And it's not therefore that the doifin is covering up the hole in the reya, but rather that the reya is helping out in covering up the hole in the doifin. And therefore, Rav Nachman is there makel in this respect. We'll talk about that in another moment. However, helzit tzmachim, if on the reya itself there were a bunch of tzmachim, tzmachim are pimples or blisters or sores which are growing out, right next to that mokim where the two are attached, the reya and the doifin, then choshishin la, then I'm choshish that the problem is not in the doifin, the problem is in the reya. In other words, the fact that these two are attached at the hip, that happens to be very unusual. So it's either that the reya is insulating and helping out the doifin, or the doifin is helping out the reya. Rav Nachman takes the view that we're going to be mekel, that it's the doifin that has the problem, and it's the reya that is compensating, insulating, etc. And therefore, it's kosher.
Wouldn't the hole be evident when you did the inflation of the lung and see it hissing? I mean, why are we judging this as if it's two organs like they're entirely solid, when we have the test that we have with the lung that we inflate it and listen.
So what you're talking about is going to be the next Mandi Yomer Abimi. We're going to have that momentarily. So basically, Rav Nachman is Michael, except if there's a case of Tzmachim, that's already kind of a raya that there's some problem going on with this raya. Why does it have these sores? Why does it have these blisters and these pimples on the outside? Ah, so it's a raya problem and not a doifim problem, and therefore I am choshish. However, Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davimi Omar, I respectfully disagree with Rav Nachman, and I hold echodzeh v'echodzeh choshin lot. You have to be choshish both in a case where there are tzmachim and even a case where there are no tzmachim. It makes no difference. I'm choshish that the problem is not in the doifin, but the problem is in the raya, and therefore it's treif. What should we do now to go and test it and to see who's right, who's wrong? Is it a doifin problem? Is it a raya problem? Amar Rava, Ravin Bar Shvo Asbrali. So Rava said, Ravin Bar Shvo taught to me. So the way to go and test it is my sinan sakina de cholish pumei. We're going to go and take a knife. The word cholish over here, usually we think of cholish meaning weak. Rashi, whoever teaches the word cholish to mean that it's very, very thin. And it's also very, very sharp. And since it's so thin and so sharp, it can make a very, very nice
incision.
Good. In between the doifin and the raya without damaging either of the two. If you had a thicker knife, you have to worry about the knife itself could cause problems and make holes, either in the raya or in the doifin. No, this is such a thin, it's a razor thin, sharp knife, so that it does a very, very good cut. And as a result, we're now going to separate the two. What are we going to separate? We're going to separate between the doifin and the raya. Now, let's see, after we've separated, what do we do? If we're going to find that there's, in fact, a problem with the doifin, now that we've cut the doifin off of the raya, oh, I see, a whole bunch of dots and a whole bunch of swelling, and it's red and green and who knows what. If you can tell that there's a raya in the doifin, talina basa doifin, then we would agree with what Rav Nachman said, that I'm going to choshe that it's the doifin and not the raya, and therefore be kusha v'yusha. V'loy, however, if I don't find anything on the doifin side, doifin looks totally normal. The tzela looks just like any normal tzela. There's no hole, there's no this, no that. V'loy, then it's machmas reyahi, on a treifa, then I have to assume that it's treifa. Then there's a girsa, which the Bach takes out. I don't have to go and check whether there is wind or draft or hissing sounds or any of the above. Why? Because once I see that the doifin is totally complete, nothing wrong, how did the two get attached in the first place? It must be because of the reya, and therefore it is treifa. So that's the first lashon. But now the Gemara continues on. And Rav Nechemi Bered Rav Yosef says, that we just heard from Rovin Bar Shava, that we go and cut it down the middle and we separate the two, that's givaldik. But that's not enough. And this is the famous Pshurim test that our good friend Barry was suggesting already 2 or 3 minutes ago, from the Chemer Rav Yosef, bodik lo bipshuri. What means bipshuri? The warm water that we said already yesterday, make sure it's not too cold, make sure it's not too hot. This would cause it to contract, this would cause it to become brittle. Therefore, go and do bipshuri, lukewarm water. Now, when do you do that lukewarm water? So Rashi says, we're going to now do two different types of tests. Meaning, we're going to do the first test that Rabban Bar Shavo said that you should go and cut it down the middle. After you do that, let's assume that you found a maka in the doifin. Itaka saw a maka in the doifin. So now, what did the Gemara say before? Since I saw a maka in the doifin, I'm toilet in the doifin, and I'm going to say that it is kosher, I'm going to be mekel. Says Rav Nechem Ebrei of Yosef, I respectfully disagree. Even if you find the maka bedoifin, you're still going to go and check on the reya to make sure that there is no problem. See, if you look at the Rashi, bodik lo bipshuri, Rashi is about 5 or 6 lines above where we are in the Gemara. You go and check the achasher perkua. Remember, the Gemara used the expression, you take the knife and you are mefarkin lo, and you split them. Even after you split them, umatzoy, and you found maka bedoifin. Where according to Rovin Bar Shua, okay, it's mutalach, it's kosher. After all, I'm toilet bedoifin. No, that's not enough. But you still have to go and blow up the lungs, and you have to put them in the poishrim water. If you see that it is mevatzvitz, it is bubbling in the water, then treifa shari nikva, because you see that it has a nekiv after all.
The whole point of this that we started doing is because the reah was attached to the wall.
It was attached to the wall, and the wall being the tzlois, and now we're wondering what happened. Why is it attached? So the assumption is that there was a hole in one of the two, either in the doifin, that's the tzela, or in the reah. If it's in the tzela, that's okay. If you go back to Daf Mem Beis, it doesn't talk about that one of the treifas is a hole in the tzela. No. Hole in the tzela is not a treifa. But a hole in the reya is a treifa. Now, there's no way of determining which one has the hole and which one is the compensator or insulator. So the Gemara gave us two eitzes. Eitz number one, go and cut down the middle and see what's going on now. Now that I've cut, I can see, is there a problem with the reya or with the doifin? So Rav and Bar Shmuel said, as soon as I find that there's a problem with the doifin, we're done, we go home and tell everybody good news, the behemoth kosher and everybody should eat. However, if Rav Nechemeh Brei Rav Yosef said that's not enough. Even if you find that there's a problem with the doifin, I still want to check out the reya. And how am I going to go and check out the reya? I'm going to put it into the famous poshrin solution, where I'm going to have this lukewarm water, we immerse it, and we see whether or not it brings up bubbles, and if it does, we see there's a problem with the reya. Either was a problem with the doifin, there's a problem with both of them. And that's why Matzah Minas Minoy, that's why it was a wonderful shidduch, these two, that both the doifin had a problem and the reya has a problem. The doifin problem doesn't bother me, but the reya problem does bother me and makes it treif. So that's the first part of today's Gemara. Now, the question is, what was Rav Nachman's svara all along? Why is Rav Nachman Mekel and says that Reya Hasmucha LeDoifin Ein Choshen? You don't have to worry about it. It's as fine, it's as good. What are you talking about? If the Reya is in fact attached to the Doifin, before you cut through it and before you put the Poshrin test, I should be very nervous that this is a result of the Reya and not as a result of the Doifin. So the Ran explains that Rav Nachman holds it's not a single suffix, but it's a double suffix. What's a double suffix? Double suffix is what we call a svek sveka. Svek sveka, we are typically mekel. So Rav Nachman says, number one, it's 50-50. It could be a reya problem, and it could be a doifin problem. Number two, says Rav Nachman, that the fact that it got attached one to the other, any time that you see a sircha in the lungs. Now remember, what's the word sircha mean? Sircha does not mean hole. Sircha means a growth that is emanating from the lungs. Now this growth could be as a result of that there was a hole in the lung. And what happened? The lung has its own juices, it has its own mucus, it has its own pus, or whatever lung liquids there are. And as soon as it sees that there is a hole in it, quickly those lungs go to stop up the hole, and some of it goes beyond the hole and creates like a little tail, like a little a string of reya basar, which is flowing, which is now coming out of that hole. If that's the case, if there was a hole and that's what created this ircha, then this reya is going to be treif. On the other hand, a reya on its own, even without any holes, sometimes grows these little tails that are stuck to the reya. So the fact that you have this growth on the outside is nishkaraya that there was a hole. It could be that it was stam a growth. And therefore, says the Ran, we have no svek sveka. Suffix number one, maybe it was a doifin and not the reya in the first place. Suffix number two, even if it came from the reya, I don't know that it came from a hole. Maybe it was just an innocent growth on the outside of the reya. Since I have a svek sveka, ein choshma, I don't have to worry about it. However, Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davimi says, no, I disagree. I hold Echadze bi Echadze Choshin Lo. As far as I'm concerned, it's only a single suffix. It's not a svek sveka. Because Davimi holds any growth in the lungs is... Okay, very good. Because any growth coming out of the lungs, we automatically assume is as a result of a puncture in the lungs, and therefore, straight.
Miracle, I'm coming.
Mazel tov, we're delighted, but please take a seat. Okay, take a seat.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. Okay.
Rabbi, miracle come.
Yes, Rabbi, you have a question.
Yeah, we learned that regarding the gallbladder, that if the
miracle
covers it and stops the hole, it's kosher.
Yes.
So here we are not concerned that there is an addition that covers completely the hole, or there is something else that covers completely the hole, and it should be lechayre kosher on the same principle that the gallbladder is kosher as long as the liver covers the hole.
What you're saying is a wonderful, wonderful point. And the Gemara, in fact, addresses this point on Memches Amid Beis. We're going to have a mitzvah towards the end of today's daf, where the Gemara says, even though you have similar situations between different parts and different organs in the body, ein oimrim betreifos zu doime lezu. We cannot automatically say that they're exactly this. We can't compare one with the other. And the Gemara talks about, for instance, what happens if you have a nekev in the intestines and there is something which is holding it back, like the keras or the hemsis, another one of the organs. Why don't we say over there too that it's protecting it and that it's closing up the hole? Says the Gemara, when it comes to treifas, ein oim betreifas zu doim lezu, each one has to be decided on its own. 99% of this is based on halacha l'moshe
m'Sinai,
and or that the chachamim kimlehu, after so many years of experience in the shechita and the bedika business, that this is a siman tarfus and this is not a siman tarfus. Now, just returning for one short second, and then we'll continue on. According to Rav Nachman, we said Rav Nachman had a svek sveika. What was a svek sveika? Maybe there was, first of all, we have one suffix that it's from the doifin. Okay, that's easy. But now the next suffix is it's from the reya. However, from the reya itself, the fact that you have a sircha, you have this long thread-like... Okay, Shalom Aleichem, welcome aboard. We're delighted to have you. Bruchem aboard.
Come. Good guy.
Yeah, he's a wonderful person.
Holy boy.
Yes, Bruch Hashem. Can I
come? I'm special all the way.
Good, good.
Spend thousand to come.
Good, good. You should have a lot of nachas. But let's continue on. Now, the Gemara tells us that according to Rav Nachman, what was the double suffix? Either it's from the doifin, or it's from the reya. And in the reya itself, the fact that the reya has a sircha is lav dafka raya that had a puncture. And now the sircha is compensating and blocking and stopping up the hole. It could be just a natural sircha. In other words, just a natural growth growing out of the side of a reya. And therefore, it's nothing. Since I don't know what the situation is, it's a double suffix, and therefore, ein choshen lo. However, Avimi obviously disagrees, and he says, no. I hold it's only one suffix. The suffix is whether doifin, whether it was reya. If I have a sircha coming out of the lungs, automatically I'm going to go and passel it. I'm not going to assume this was just another natural growth. I will assume that this was, in fact, a hole in the lungs, and this is just trying to stuff it up and keep it going, that this animal could continue to survive. But this is really not a permanent fix, and therefore the animal is a treifa. Now, this question about sirchas in the lungs is a major, major dispute in the poskim, and that has major ramifications even for us today, even though we may not be aware of that. And what is that? And that is that here I'm looking at Yoredeya Perek Simen Lametes Seif Yud, where the you have a very, very strong statement of the Mechaber, Moran Mechaber, the Bet Yosef. What does he say? Kol mokim she'osru sruchas hareya. When you find a sirch in the reya, anywhere, kol mokim, ein hefrish, there's no difference, bein she'tehei ha'sircha daka kechuta sara, even if this sircha is very, very thin, like a chuta sara, like a hair, or like a chut, or like a thread, or if it happens to be nice and strong and thick, so he says there's no difference. All sirchas are the same, and they're all asur. Not like those that try to go and press and kvetch on the sircha and try to roll it a little bit so that it goes and weakens to be able to remove it. And these people, after they go and work on it and try to pressure it, then they are toilu hakli. You see, it came off so easily. Yes, it's good. As you see, there's no hole underneath. Anybody that starts playing around with these growths on the lungs and says, nah, this is gunish, he's chas v'shalom machal treifis. That's a very, very strong statement. Now we get to the Ramah, three sifim later. It says, Ramah, v'yesh matirin l'mashmesh b'sirchois u'lamayach behem. But there are those that are matir to go and play with the sirchois. How do you play? By trying to go and squeeze it a little bit and try to go and weaken it and soften it up. They say that if it's a real, real sircha, which is closing up a hole, then you could play with it the whole day and go and put in your fingers and soften it. It's not going to help. If it's not going to break. Thank you. If it's a real sircha. Ulechein, kol mokshin shemismayach, in a case where after you go and work on it a drop, and guess what happens? And then it does come off easily. Listen, sircha, come on, give me a break. And the rear ba'alma means it just happens to be a growth coming out of the lungs, but it really has nothing to do with a hole in the lungs. Says now the Ramah, the Avo Pisha who kula gedoyla. This is a tremendous kula. That means that you can go and play with the lungs and play with the sirchais coming from the lungs. Kvar noagu kol b'nei min the medinois elu. By uns the Ashkenazim, we already have this minig already for years that we are noheg with this kula. Ve'ein limchois b'yodam, and you should not be moicha mi'achashi yeshlem al mashi yismachu. And therefore, you can go and buy and eat from a behema, even though they did find initially a sircha, this growth, because you have nothing to worry about. If it's an erlecha boidik and an erlecha shoichet, and they said, yes, it easily came off, we just played a drop and it was off, that was not a real sircha, it was just a rear ba'alma.
Yeah.
But then he continues on, and he says, you have to be careful. It has to be that it should be an erlecha yid. If you're talking about somebody that's not erlech, then toitnisht.
What do you mean?
Erlich means a person, an honest person with great integrity.
But
before,
yesterday I asked if not a
yid
will blow on it.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Yeah, 100%. I'm going to address that in a moment. Says the Ramah, Tzerach liyos haboidik yirei Elohim. It's got to be yirei Shemayim. Sheyodea lizoher lenaech benachas. That he knows that you just give the kvetch very, very softly. But he shouldn't rip it off with strength. Because if he does, that means it's a real sircha and therefore it's treif. If you go and take it off softly and nicely, then it's okay. Now let's get back. Halacha l'maisa. That's why you've heard, of course, the expression. One second. You've heard the expression glat kosher. You wonder, well, what does glat kosher mean? Glat in Yiddish means that it's smooth. What means that it's smooth? That you have a lung that was smooth. There were no rear end, no sirchos, no growth. Nice and smooth. So the truth of the matter is, real glat kosher is only if you're getting it from a reliable Bet Yosef Hashkacha. Because they are following the Beis Yosef, meaning the Mechaber, that says that it's got to be totally, totally smooth. Because there's no hefresh bein sircha daka kechutasara or between ova. And don't tell me, says the Mechaber, oisim shemamachim b'yad. They play with a little bit and it comes off easily. No, you're not allowed to. That's machal treifis liyisrael. So that is the Bet Yosef Hashkocha, which is, you know, really real glat, assuming that, of course, it's reliable. And on the other hand, what we call the Ashkenazim glat means that it was taken, not 100% glat, but it was an easily removable sircha, a rear. Oh, you had to do, it came off, it's a gunish, megunish. If, however, you had to go and strain to go and pull it off, then you get into all types of shaylas. If you take it came with a koyach chozok, that he really pulled it off, then it's going to be treif. Question is, what happens if it's somewhere in between? It didn't get off easily when you did. One second.
Kosher or not kosher?
Oh, very good. Good gazart.
No medium.
Exactly. So if it easily is removable, then says Ramah, we're all soymech l'hokal. That's the glat by the Ashkenazim. We call it glat. It's not really glat, but it's glat because didn't take more than a second or two when you picked it off. Gunish mekunish. However, if you had to go and strain yourself, you had to begun to koiches, then it would be treif. If it's somewhere in between, that's where we get the modern day kosher, but not glatt kosher. Yeah, they took it off, but the rabbi's paskin, it was okay. It wasn't. He didn't go and have to go and have three people pull at the same time. You know, three
yank it out,
right, and yank it out. Exactly, it came off, but it didn't come off easily. It came off with more difficulty. So then it would be quote unquote kosher, but not glatt kosher.
It's like makrochet, old
version. Okay. Anyway,
Rabbi Cohn said, yes. he said that the volume of glatt kosher meat sold is impossible,
right.
because he says there's
too much more of a demand.
Chances,
right? Mm-hmm. It's being packaged as glatt kosher, but he says, and if I'm not mistaken, the tolerance of a shehiya by the Sfaradim is longer than it is for Ashkenazim. So they have a chumrah by the sirchas, but they have a kula by what they consider a shehiya.
But 99% of the time, you don't have a shehiya issue. You see, I was in Shlachtos. The whole shechita takes maybe a second, 1.5 seconds. That goes so 1, 2, 3. Sometimes you don't even need to go moilich or maybe just do one moilich, and the whole thing is 7. It's already done. So a shehiya is only really a problem if you have a dull knife. But if you're doing it commercially in a Shlachtos, there are no dull knives over there. Everything over there is
razor sharp.
Okay. Razor sharp.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, what's the demand?
Today's market, Ashkoch is concerned about the Bezosefs.
I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. What I've been told is that even Mielmart and other Ashkenazi Hashkochas, etc., they try to be machmir like the Beis Yosef to try to get it should be taka totally, totally smooth. As always, it went twice. Anyway, we're continuing on. Zukti Moreyetz Weiter. So remember, how did we finish off? We have this case of the Reya Hasmucha LeDoifin. And the Gemara ultimately said, Am Chemba Rebbe Yosef said, it's not enough just to go and check out the doy. Okay, so how does this relate to the Gemara? This relates to the Gemara. The Kunit Rav Nachman, remember, was Mekel. And remember, Barry was puzzled why he was so Mekel. So Rav Nachman is in effect going like the Ramah, and he's saying, since there's a good chance that any sircha that's coming out of the lungs is not necessarily a bad sircha, it could be a kosher sircha, the type that you can just take off in a second or two, just in a soft, benachas way. So the fact that there was a problem with the ray doesn't mean automatically that it's treif, it's a suffix in the ray, and you have a suffix in the doifin, so you have a svek svek. Masha Enkin Avimi apparently is like more like the Bis Yosef, like the Morana Machaber, and what is he saying? No, no, no. There is no such thing as by the Reya a double suffix. By the Reya, either there's a sircha or there's no sircha. If there's a sircha, it's treif. If there's no sircha, it's kosher. The fact that you see these two together, it's either the doifin or the Reya, 50-50, it's a suffix. Therefore, I'm going to be machmer echad zeh v'echad zeh choshin lo. So what do you do to take away that chashash? You go and cut it down the middle. If you see that you can talk about toile b'doifin, says Rabban Barshva, kosher. Then you don't have to worry about the Reya. Says Rav Nechama Breda of Yosef, that's still not enough. Even though I see that there's a problem with the doif, but there might be a problem with the Reya too. How do you go and figure out that problem? But it's Lepa Pshuri, that's the famous lukewarm water test to see whether it still bubbles or not. On to Omele Marzuta Breda of Huna Breda of Papi, Liravina. Hodram Nechemit Bereder of Yosef, that that you just said now in the name of Nechemit Bereder of Yosef, what is that? That you still have to be Boydik Pipshuri. Atun Aha Masnin Allah. You learned it on the previous halacha of the Reya Hasmucha Ledoifin. Anan Ad Rava Masnin Allah. We, however, learned the very same halacha of Rav Nechemia Reder of Yosef, that you have to put a bipshuri on the following case of Rava. We had this Rava already yesterday, 2 days ago. The Omer Rava Hani Tarti. Uni dereya. Uni, remember, are the segments of the reya, the bronchi of lobes. The reya, the lobes, right? Thank you, the lobes of the reya that are srichen lahadodi, which are connected to one another. The word srichen from the same word sircha. Less lehu bedikus alachshuri. There's no way you can go be machsha them. It is possible. Now remember, the Gemara said, our Gemara here leaves out some of the key elements that the Gemara quoted right before, and it has to be that they're not bidori, but rather that they skipped over one. Meaning that if you have two unois, one next to each other, and they got zusammengequetscht to the point where they are attached to one another, and they're adhering one to the other, That is not an issue. It's only an issue if it's one and three. The Mushal on the right-hand side, we said there are three units altogether. If one and three are connected and there's kind of a sircha that jumps over the middle una, then you got a problem. And there on that rub, it says, there's no bedika lakshuri, no way you can go and be boyit to be makshirit. However, Rav Nechem of Reid of Yosef, according to this new Lashon, holds, no, bodik la bepshuri, you can be bodik bepshuri after all. Take, blow up the lung, inflate it, put it into the water, see if you have the air bubbles coming out. Maskar of Ashi, I don't understand you. Hai mai, bishloim mahocha bay uns, talinim bedoifin ukshayra. The reason why we put it into the warm water is if we don't afterwards find any bubbling, says, and then how did the sircha begin in the first place? How did the two get connected? Oh, it was a doifin problem. It wasn't a reya problem. And that's why it's kosher. Aval hosam, in the case of Rava, when you have the two uni, which are srichim la'adodi, ihai nokiv trefa, vihai nokiv trefa. We're assuming that the reason why the two are connected, that they have this sircha, which connects the two, this umbilical cord, that connects number one and number three, is because there is a nekev. So therefore, it makes no difference where the nekev is. If the nekev is in una number one, or the nekev is in una number three, it's going to be treifa. So putting it into the water, at the gunish telfin, even if you don't come up with any bubbles. In other words, if you don't separate the two, but rather you take the whole lung, you inflate the whole thing, put it all in a huge bathtub of warm water, Baruch Hashem, there are no bubbles coming up. Baruch Hashem takiyah, but just kishem shemavorchen ala toiv, kach mavorchen ala ra, unfortunately, this lungs and this animal is treif. Why? The fact that there's no bubbling, there's no raya, because the two are connected together with the sircha. Yeah, if you open it up, it's a different story, but the point is that there's certainly a nekiv in one of the two, and that's how the sircha grew from one to the other to connect the two. Fine. So now, therefore, the Gemara concludes on that note, saying that this new idea that the Gemara just said, that atun, aho masnila, anan, adarova masnila, we respectfully disagree. The pshuri of the Rav Nechemia Bereder of Yosef's Eitzah to go and put it into the warm water is only good in the case of Areas Muchle Doifin and not the case of the two Unais. Fine. Now the Gemara asks a new kasha. We started off today's Gemara Rav Yosef Bar Yumi Omer Rav Nachman. That Areas Muchle Doifin, you don't have to worry. The Helzit Tzmochem, if Tzmochem came up, then Choshilo, then you gotta be nervous. Freit Yimor Omer Rav Nachman, Hochi, did Rav Nachman say that? Meaning that Rav Nachman is saying now, according to that Loshen at the top of the Gemara, it's only if Helzer Tzemochim Choshin La. Why are we Choshish? Says Rashi, because if I find that Tzemochim, that means that there are problems with this Reya. Tzemochim means our boils or blisters or pimples which are growing out. Why are those things growing out? There must be some underlying cause over here. It's a choshish. I'm nervous that there's a problem. Now, what happens if I didn't see tzmochem, but I saw an actual hole in the reya? Then, of course, Rav Nachman would say that it's possible that it's treif. You really? This was similar to what Rabbi was asking about earlier. You have a reya that has a hole in it, and the doifin, that's the same doifin we're talking about. It's a smasa. It's stopping up the hole and it's making a nice stop. Then Kshayr, it's kosher. What do you mean? You just said now that according to Rav Yosef ben Yumi, Om Rav Nachman, if you have a reya that has tzemachim, I'm noivis that there's a hole, even though the doifin is right next to it and is stopping up the hole. Oh, but if there's a hole, there's a hole, and therefore it's straight. Here it says, the same case, reishinikva. Reishinikva means I know for sure that it has a hole. There's no question about it. The doifin says mos, and the doifin is soisim, it's stopping up that hole, it's kosher. So isn't that a steer of the two Rav Nachman's? Everything more, it really depends which part of the reya and which part of the doifin. Loi kasha, hosim b'mokam rebisa, hocha shaloi b'mokam rebisa. When did the second Rav Nachman say? That a reya that had a hole. And the doifin stops up the hole, it's kosher. That's Mokka Rabisa. The two are living and growing together. In other words, in an animal, you have a large halal, a lot of empty space within the animal, but you also have all the vital organs. So one part of the vital organ, known as the lungs, is very, very close to the doifin, next to the rib cage, next to the ribs, one next to the other. And another part of it happens to be close to other parts of the animals, not next to the ribs. Ah, so therefore it depends. If you look at Rashi, Hosam b'mokum rebisa, see about three lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. B'mokum shareya v'adoyfin gedelin ki echad usmuchen tamid. They grow like that because that's the position of the reya inside the animal's anatomy, and they are close to each other. So tamid mifrik hahi sircha hilchakshera. If and when there happens to be a hole inside the lung, you don't have to worry about it because automatically the doyfin, which is right next to it, is constantly pressing against it, and that will keep it intact. And this animal can still have a riches yom v'shanim. Aye, that's what we said. V'chiyam Rav Nachman choishin la lamala up earlier in our Gemara. That's talking about roichav hachalol kineged ha'um hagdoyla. That the great empty space within the body of the animal next to the uma gedoyla. That's the large portion down below of the reya. The kibun derechoyka reya men hadoyfin. Since there is in fact a distance between one and the other, mivrika hayistima. That stima can easily open up. Period. So bottom line is, we no longer have a stira of the Tur of Nachman. It really depends what part of the reya we're talking about and to which doifin we're talking about. If it's talking about the reya, which naturally grows next to a doifin, which are always compacted together like two friendly neighbors, one with the other. So even though there happens to be a hole, the neighbor's going to help out by insulating it and compensating it and stuffing it up, and else is good, and it'll be kosher. The Gemara that Tab was talking about, that part of the doifin, with the ribs, was removed at some distance from our reya, but because there was a problem either with the doifin or with the reya, they somehow got together, but that's a very fragile get together, a very fragile ceasefire. Within 60 days, we'll know all automatically the whole thing is a bluff, is gunish, megunish. So here too, we'll know very, very quickly that these two, this doifin and this reya, are not going to stay together forever, and you have to worry about that, in fact, it's strife. The Heichem Mokum Rabisa Freitimara, can you tell me, you said that on the ray it depends on the Mokum Rabisa, where is that? Says Yimara Chituchi Diuni. You're talking about the upper part of the reya. We have the smaller unois, the smaller branchi, as opposed to the umois, which the Rashi said below, that is a much larger portion on the bottom. So Mokum Rabisa Chituchi Diuni will be kusher. That's where it's stuck next to the doifin, and the doifin will be sasmasa, as opposed to the case of the uma. Guf, Omer of Yosef ben Yumi, Omer of Nachman, Reya Shenikva, V'duyven Tzismos, Ekshere, the halacha that we just had. Omer Ravina says, you know when it's kosher, it's not enough that it's next to the doifin, V'hu desavach b'psara. It's also got to be that the Reya is embedded in basar, in flesh. The combination of the flesh engulfing it and meshing it and all around, together with the fact that they have this doifin next to it, those two are good plugs, and it's going to be kosher. What you're telling me is that if there is no savich b'bzara, that it's not embedded and enmeshed in basa. What are you telling me? That it's treif. It's going to be treif, even though it has that doifin next to it. Alma amrina nekuvihi. Why? Because you're saying it's a nekuva, and a nekev in the lung makes it treif. How does it help that it happens to be embedded within the basar? Nekev is a nekev is a nekev. Dehotanya, didn't we learn by a similar case? Now we're going off a little bit on a tangent into left field, and now we're talking about a person that Rachman Litzlan is a suspected krus shofcha. Krus shofcha means that he has a problem down below with the aver or the testicles, etc. And what does it say in the braisa? Nekev. If there's a nekev down below in the person's bayim, then it's possible. Why Nameshu who shoyse says? What means is you shoyse? In the gid, in the gid, in the gid, in the aver. You're correct. And that's possible, Shem Kris Shafcha. What's the reason? Why Nameshu shoyse? What means shoyse? Shoyse means that when he emits keri, zera, it doesn't go out yoyre kachetz, but rather it just dribbles out and drools out, just like it's spilling out, but it doesn't go with force.
Trickle.
It just trickles out, very good, instead of going like an arrow, it's not Yerik Achet. Okay, so therefore, unfortunately, he is Pasul. Pasul means he's not allowed to get married to anyone in Klal Yisrael, because the Torah says that you're not allowed to go marry a Krus Shofcha. Okay, that's only, however, if there's a Nekev. However, Nistam, if this Nekev, Baruch Hashem, afterwards got stopped up, and all the doctorim say, wow, it's miraculous. Did you see the nekev that was there? Now, Baruch Hashem, there's no nekev anymore. Then caution, then he's reinstated into the apostle. You can go to Shadchanim now to go and try to find the Shidduch, and they should moiled it because we confirmed that, in fact, he will be Yerik Kachetz, and therefore he can have children, and he's now permissible to marry.
But I think he's also permissible to marry
Yos. Whether or not, I really wasn't going into that. I'm just talking. The Torah says, Krishovcha Upsuadaka Bekal Hashem. Now, whether Kahal Hashem is Kalgerim Ikrikol or Ikrikol is really not our Sugya. So if you're saying it includes the year, it's fine. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's all fine and dandy. I'm only bringing this for purposes of the halacha of the doifin and the reya inside an animal. So what does it say in this brisa? That even though there's a pre-existing nekev, there is a stopper, that nistam, if it has a good stop, in other words, it has been plugged up properly, moilet. Now the brisa continues the following magic words. V'zahu psol shechoizelech sheiroi. This is a rare case of someone who was possible, and Baruch Hashem is now being reinstated, and he's kosher, and he's qualified. That's givalik. Now the question is, the zehu obviously comes to exclude something else. Zehu lemutei mai, lav lemutei ki agavda. Isn't it excluding our case? What's our case? That you had a reyesh nikva, it had a nekev. We all know from our first Mishnah in Eilu Treifes, a reyesh nikva is treif. And it says if it's savach bibsara, then it's kosher. In other words, this is a later stopgap measure that we're having a plug that's plugging up the hole by the fact that the reya, or at least this part of the reya, is savach b'psara, it's embedded in the basar, and this acts as a good steamer. But didn't that price say that only by a krushovka do we say that a later steamer can be machsher? Only zel basar shechoyz l'chsherai. Zel l'mutamai lav l'mutai ki'ai gavna. And if that's the case, then this halacha that we just heard from Ravina, who savach b'psara, l'chayra is wrong. Krum is, in this connection, a scab, that if you find a reya, and the boydik sees after the shechita, hey, look at this scab on the reya, I've never seen something like that. Guess what? The reya is treif. Why? Because this scab is hiding a pre-existing hole underneath it, and that hole cannot be saved. That's what this Bryce is telling you. By the Krushovcha, it was Nekev, and now it's Nistam, it's kosher. Zehu, Pasul Shechoyz L'Chsherai, but not the case of the Krum Sh'Ola Machmas Makkah. That ain't a Krum, that's worthless. Mashenkin, the Gabi, the Doifin, yeah, the Doifin can work if it's Savich B'Psara, that does work after all. Getting back to Rabbi's question of about 15 minutes ago, how come this work, this doesn't work? Like the Gemara says on the Amud Beis, you can't be medama treif azul azul. Sometimes these things work, sometimes they don't. Either it was part of the original halacha l'moshe Sinai or kimlu l'chachamim that this is a good fix and therefore it's kosher after all. Maskler of Ukva bar Chama ilu inkiv bedoifen lahadi mai. It says lahado and the side says lahadi. What does it mean lahadi? What happens if originally the doifen in fact act as a good steamer, as a good plug stopping up the hole in the reya? And then what happened is subsequently there was a hole in the doifin where it was acting as that plug for purposes of the reya. My, what would be the din then? You'd have to say it's treifa, because now I don't have the benefit of the doifin acting like this nice plug. Why doesn't the Mishnah add treifa number 19, nekuvas hadoifin, that the doifin gets a nekiv, the thing could be treif. Let me ask you a different question. This was the case that Rabbi was referring to earlier. You have a mora, you have the gallbladder that has a nekev, that itself is one of the 18 treifas. However, if the kovet, the liver, which is right next to it, if it's oisim, then it's ksheira. Or, let me ask you a question. What happens if subsequently there's a hole now in the kovet? Ilu inkiv kovet lahadi. Lahadi means towards where it was previously acting as a nice stop or a nice plug. What happens if there's a hole in the plug? My, what would be the din now? Would be treifa. So, Ibazoi, listening to Kuvas HaKavet, our Mishnah only talks about Nitl HaKavet. Why don't we talk about Nekuvas HaKavet? That if the Kavet until now was screwing a great job in plugging up the Mara, but now if there's a hole inside the Kavet, the behemoth is treif. And the answer is very simple, says the Gemara. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention Nekuv is a kaved, because if you think about it, that is not the reason why this animal is treif. It's just that we no longer have a kud plug that's plugging up the hole in the mara. But the real reason why this animal is treif is not because there's a nekiv in the kaved, it's because there's a nekiv in the mara. And there was a stopgap measure for a while as the kaved was this masa, but then unfortunately fell away because the kaved now has its own hole to deal with. So that's why we don't cook called the Nekuvus HaKoveit, one of the treifas, because it's a Nekuvus HaRea, which is a treifa. Hachanami, the same thing when you have now, when in that case of the Koveit, it was Nekuvus HaMara, that was a problem. Thank you. Hachanami, by uns, when we're talking about the Doifin and the Rea, Kimdulab Minei Mitrefa, the reason why this animal is treifa is not because there's a hole in the Doifin. The answer is because there's a hole in the Rea that the Doifin temporarily did a good fix. But now that the fix is out, it's no good. So it's not because there's a problem in the doifin. The problem remains because of the original hole in the rayam. Zoktimar vayte boimene rabba babarachona mishmuel helza tzmachin mahu. What happens if you have these pimples, you have these blisters that are growing out of the raya? Is that a problem, yes or no? Now, the choyer, we already said at the top of the omid that if it's helza tzmachin, and you had the case of the rei hasmucha ledoifin, the Gemara says choishin ala. So it sounds like the tzmachim is a problem. So why is the Gemara now asking whether helza tzmachim mau?
Is there a hole?
Look at the last toisvis. Helza tzmachim mau omalek sheira. Ay v'hadom el, we said at the top of the omad when you had tzmachim the choishin ala. Haina besrucha ledoifin. The two were already connected. The mucha milza sheasircha makmas nechkev. Initially we didn't know whether the reason for the serucha, the fact that they adhered to one another, is it because there was a hole in the doifin or a hole inside the rea? Because we have the tzmachim, oh, that's a raya berura, that the source of the problem is not in the doifin, but it's in the rea. Yeah. But that's not our case over here. Here we're just talking about a regular, normal rea. No sirchas, no connected to nothing. And the tzmachim, there's these boils and blisters and pimples that are growing out. Is a kosher, not omalei, ya, kosher v'yusha, no problem. Amalei, so now, this is what Rabba Babachana asked Shmuel, and he responded, it's Kusha. Amalei, Afani, Oimer Kain. I want you to know, Rabba Babachana says to Shmuel, Rebbe, I agree with you, is incorrect. Elisha Talmidim, Bizdanzin Bedover. What means Bizdanzin? Says Rashi, Megamgimin. Megamgim means they are stuttering. In other words, you ask them, is this type of thing, a rei, a helza tzmachim, is it good? I have to tell you, I heard from the Rebbe, but I'm not sure. That maybe ask some of the other Talmidim, what do they say? Everybody's stuttering, nobody's giving a clear answer. Why are they stuttering? Yom Rav Masna, because of the famous halacha of Rav Masna, malia mugla trefa mayim zakim ksheira. What happens if you find that it's full of mugla? Mugla means pus or mucus or other bodily fluids, then it's treif. Mayim zaken, however, if you open it up and you see that it's mayim zaken, nice clear water, then it's kosher. Now the Gemara assumed that we're talking about the rea, and we're assuming that we opened up some of these pimples to see what's in the pimples. L'havdil, just like when people get pimples and they're kind of embarrassed, especially if it's on their face, so they try to prick it to go and get out what's inside. So most of the time you have it's a pus pimple and the pus comes out. That shows that there's some sort of, there was or is infection. So you got to put on all types of shmirachs or whatever. However, it's mayim zak and the water came out, so nothing. So the Gemara assumed that that's what we're talking about, the helza tzmachim. And that's the reason why the Talmidim were not sure. Let's see, you have to open up those blisters. You have to open up the pus pimple. Is it pus? Is it water? Amaleis, he told them, there's a fundamental mistake over here. We're not talking about pimples on the rea. Hahiba kulya itma. That's talking about on the cloyus, on the kidneys. Oh, I tell you, that cloyus is a different story. If you find these type of pimples on the kidneys, then you talk a prick it. See what comes out. If you see if it's pus, then it's treif. And if you see that, it's mayim zak. And that's but nothing to do with the rea.
Shabbos is bona.
Okay. Making a pesach. Yeah, that's potentially problematic. So don't do it on Shabbos. We're learning the daf on Wednesday. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef havik ozel basrei de Rabbi Yemi. As you'll see, that this is a hot topic at that time. What's the story with these pimples on top of the rea, kosher or not? is itmar Rabbi, period. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef of the Kozel Basrei de Rabbi Yemi, he was walking back of Rabbi Yemi, bishuk de tavchi in the meat market, chazanu lahanach the kaimen tzimchi tzimchi. So he saw some of the meat, and accompanying it was a reya that had on it these pimples. Omaleis, and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said to his Rebbe, to Rabbi Yemi, knowing that Rabbi Yemi is a grace, a poisik, a grace, godel, so he said to him, Omalei, leiboy mar umtza, maybe you need some fresh meat. After all, the freezer has been broken now for a while, so you don't have any stored meat. You probably could use some meat. Maybe you want to go and buy some of the meat over here. In other words, he was testing him to see whether he would hold that it's kosher, even though he sees that the reya has tzimchi. Omalei, so Rabbi Yemi took the easy way out, and he says, lesi piti, chonish kegelt, and I left my American Express at home. I didn't have my credit cards. I don't have any cash. I can't. On Malay, so Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef was not fazed. And he said to him, you know what? I am in very, very good terms with all of these butchers. Akfanano, I can speak to them. They'll give you credit. And you'll be able to go and buy today. And you'll be able to pay them back in a week from now or a month from now. On Malay, so now Rabbi Yirmiyah now, quote unquote, told the truth. And he's saying to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omalei, ma avid lach, I really can't help you. Why can't I help you? Chi also lekamed Rabbi Yochanan. When these shilas of the tzimchi, of these pimples on top of the ray would come in front of Rabbi Yochanan would not paskin, but rather, mishad lehu lekamed Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, he would send the shayla to Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon for him to paskin. And Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, moiri ba mishmeid Reb Luzer Reb Shimon, maybe his brother, maybe not, I don't know, but Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon will paskin the name of Reb Luzer Reb Shimon, leteira, that it's mutalach, mutalach. Why I, Rabbi Yochanan, why don't I also paskin that way? Veleiloi svirale. So Rashi says, not le svirale that he held that it's treif. It's really, says Rashi, to lishmiyalei mirabbi. He didn't have a mesoida from his rabbi. In other words, when he was in shir, in yeshiva years before, his rabbi never addressed it or never gave him a clear answer, kosher, not so. I don't feel comfortable in paskening on my own. So therefore, says Rabbi Yemi, I feel the same way. If Rabbi Yochanan doesn't feel comfortable in paskening, I don't feel comfortable in paskening. That's the end of that story. Now we have a similar story. Amar Rava ki ha mazginan basrei Rav Nachman. Mazginan, says Rashi, means when I was walking in behind Rav Nachman, b'shuka digildoi, in the shuk of the ratzonim. Ratzonim, basha, means those who were working with leather straps, but ratzonim can also mean the shoemakers. And the Amrila, others say that he was walking b'shuka drabanan, in the shuk where all the yeshivas, where the young delight used to learn and to live. Chozi hanoch de kaimen kandi kandi. I saw a reya that had on it pimples, not small little idol of pimples, in Yigunish. Kandi, kandi! See, look at the Rashi. Tzmochim gedoilim! Now it says kveidim bereya. On the side, instead of kveidim, it says kenoidim. And therefore, the kandi, kandi is not really kandi, kandi like you go to the candy man in shul. But kandi merely means kenadi or kenoidi. Means that they were the size of small containers. That's how big these blisters were.
A flask, a node.
Like a node, exactly right. So therefore, that's the expression here, kenadi, kenadi, or kenoidi, kenoidi, to the size of flasks. But as we'll see in a moment, relatively small flasks. And now when we were walking there after Rav Nachman Bishuk, he didn't say anything. He didn't say, hey, Chevret, I want you to know, this and this meat that you're selling over here, these reyes are treif. Since he didn't say anything, I'm assuming that he felt that it's okay. Rabbi Amir Rabasi have a chalfi b'shuka de Tveria, chozi hanoch de kaimi tinri tinri. Now, if we say tinri tinri, says Rashi, the tinri are even larger vessels than the noidi. These are not kleinshiga flasks. These are flasks with a capital F. Oh, really big flasks. And guess what happened? Ultimately, Rabbi Lemida, they didn't say anything. So either they felt that it's kosher, or they felt that they did not have enough knowledge or enough mesoira from their rabbis to be able to go and say that it's right, and therefore, but garnish gezok. They didn't say anything. Zokti moravaita. Itmar. Machat shenimtzis bereya. Now we go on to a new topic, again, of course, involving the reya, and we find a machat in the reya. A machat, of course, is a needle. As we'll see in the Gemara from here for the next many, many lines. The question is, how did the needle get into the reya? The fact that it's in the reya itself, the Gemara doesn't consider it to be too much of a problem. The question is how it got there. And we're going to have two ways that it possibly got there. It got there could be that the animal instead of swallowing everything in its esophagus, in its food pipe, swallowed some things in its windpipe. It's not. That's why the Gemara says, be careful when you're doing your Haseba on Pesach night. Make sure you don't have a situation of Shemek Yaktim Konelevation. And that's why every once in a while, the Gemara says in Tanis, you shouldn't talk too much during the meal, because if you're talking and you're swallowing at the same time, it might go down the wrong pipe. Oh, and then you're going to have to call Mendy to do the Heimlich maneuver to make sure to get all the food out of the wrong pipe. And Mendy will do an excellent job, as everybody knows. Anyway, so the machet shenimtzis bereya, you find the machet in the reya. So that could be that it went down in the reya when the animal was not careful about this shemiyaktim konelevashit. The animal was talking and talking like behemoths talk all the time. And guess what happens? And the machet went down the wrong tube. That's one possibility. And if so, the fact that it landed in the reya, no problem. It didn't make any holes. It just went straight down, and it's beautiful. On the other hand, what could have happened is that the machan, in fact, went through the veshit, through the food pipe. And then what happened was that the machat said, you know, here in the food pipe, it's kind of smelly, and it's kind of tight, and all the rest. And it decided to bore a hole in the veshit, and then from the veshit it went into the kana, and from the kana then it went down into the reya. And if that's the case, and it made multiple holes in the veshit and in the kana and in the reya to get into the reya, oyoyoy, and therefore it could very well be treif. So that's the major concern. There's another concern that the machat just being there, having a piece of metal inside the reya, that in itself could cause part of the reya to decay. God. And if it decays, we're going to have a question of chisorim midefnim, ham v'chisorim, olay ham v'chisorim, and that's going to be yet another complication here. So now that we have this basic...
Why don't we test along?
What do you mean, how are we going to test it?
Potion.
Follow it up.
The potion test.
We're going to do that test. Let's get back to your question shortly. First, let's see what the problems are, and then we'll see how to resolve the problem. So, itmar machet shenimtzi bereya, found taka such a machet inside the reya. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Blozer, Rabbi Chanina, machshri. They all said it's kosher. You don't have to worry. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Mani bar Pachish, Rabbi Shimon ben Aliyakim, tarfi. They said that it's treif. What is the machloikis? Why do they say kosher? And why do they say treif? The machloikis is the following. The Mar Sover Chisorn Mibnefnim, Shmei Chisorn, or Mar Sover Loi Shmei Chisorn. What does the Gemara mean? We had this discussion briefly yesterday, and that is, if you remember, Rabbi also had a question yesterday on it. We're not talking about that the major sympoinois, the major bronchi, that they were falling apart, those are still intact. But there were smaller pieces and components of the lung, known as alveoli and other busser of the lung, which is down below. By the presence of the machat, this machkalia. Kalia means it ruins it. How do I know? You see the Rashi about 10 lines from the top. Chisar min befnim, shahabarzel, oichel habosus vi voisav, kishishoyisham umachasre. Just the presence of the metal there, the metal has a very negative influence, if you will, on certain parts of the contents of the lung, the structure of the lung, and therefore some of it starts eroding, deteriorating, dissolving, and now I got a chisorin inside the lung. Does that cause there to be a tarfis or not? Is now this lung written off? It's treifa, the behemoth treifa? You say, no. You can have a chisorin b'fnim, and it's okay. So that's the machloikis here. Between the three machshirim, remember, is Rabbi Yochanan is a machshir, Reish Lakish is the head of those that were matrif. The machloikis is chisorin b'fnim, shmei chisorin. That would be according to Reish Lakish and those that are matriv, I got a problem in the lung. You see, the lung is diseased. It's infected. You have that piece of metal. Get that metal out of here. It's meddling in this reya, and it's causing all these chasritis. No good. Big deal. You're right that some of the matter inside the lung is worn out, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't cause the animal to become a treifa. It's a goodish. So now let's get back to Rabbi's point a moment ago, where Rabbi was saying, why don't we do the famous poishrim test and put it into the water? Because we're not concerned at this moment. The Gemara is assuming that the machat went just straight from the kana, from the mouth, into the kana, into the reya, didn't cause any punctures whatsoever, it just went down, just like the the breath that it was breathing, the air that it was breathing went from the mouth all the way down, or from the nose, all the way down into the lungs. Here too, the macha went all the way down into lungs, but didn't. The only problem is that it caused potential internal problems with the chesar min b'fnim. Well, that's a machloikis, yotzanish. So therefore, if you go and put this reya, you inflate it, and you put it into do the famous poishim water test, it's not going to show you anything because it was no puncture. Since there's no puncture, it's le'malav le'moyrin. Right? We want to know about the chesar min b'fnim.
The animal probably was causing machloket if the needle damaged.
If it made damage. Good. So l'choyer, that's the machloikis between Reb Yochanan and his partners, and Rish Lakish and his partners. Okay, we still have a lot to go. Could be everybody agrees, it's not a problem. Even though some of the inside of the lungs is decomposed, it does, as long as it's not a major part, we're okay. The machlokes is marisav simpoina nakad vasoy marisav nekuvi nakad vasoy. Ah, how did the machet get there in the first place? Mr. Machet, stand up, tell us, how did you get there? Machet is silent. He says, I don't have to. My lawyer said, I don't have to testify. I don't have to say anything. So there only two possibilities. It came through the simpoin, meaning that it came through the normal kana. Simpoin, Reya, and it's still intact, it didn't make any holes. That's why it's kosher, according to Rabbi Yochanan and the others. Omar Sova, the Rish Lakish said, nah, come on, Machet's going to go through the Kona into the Sim. Ah, can you say? So, Nokiv Asoi, it made holes in the Veshit, it made holes into the Reya, it made holes. So, let's go and check the holes. I can't see any holes now, but Lamasa, that's how it came through the holes. So, that's the Machlekes. Okay, we're going to get back to this momentarily. Ahimachta, now we have, so we have the machlokes, and now let's talk about a real live case. Ahimachta dishtaka pachitucha dereya. Now, the difference between this case and what we were just discussing, here we're talking about a chitucha dereya. Chitucha dereya means that we had taken the reya and we cut it up into pieces. And let's assume that we have a quarter of the reya, or even half of the reya, and the machad we find inside the reya itself. And we say, oh, what's, what happened over here? But you don't have the whole reya, you only have part of the reya. Asu the kami derbami, they brought in front of Reb Ami, Savalakshura. Reb Ami wanted to say, I don't see any holes, I'm looking all over here, there, and everywhere. It looks like this probably came through the simpain, and he wanted to be machshir, similar to what we said in the name of Reb Yochanan, that you find a machad in the reya, it's kush. We learned in the Mishnah Horeisha Nikva Oishachaseira is Trev. Now Nikva we know means a hole. What means chaseira? My chaseira. Ilem bachutz. You mean that some of the outside of the rei, meaning the membrane, some of that is missing. Haina Nikva. So we already said in the Gemara yesterday the fact that it's missing part of the membrane. It's no better or no worse than maybe it's worse than a hole going into that membrane. That you're missing a whole part of the membrane, that it all came off, that it's chaseira. So, Ibazoi, why does the Mishnah have to give two cases? Nikva chaseira, hainu nikva, dosadok nikva lein. That's a nekev that passes. Elav mibifnim. So, it must be talking about that the chaseira is not a chaseira from the outside, it's a chaseira from the inside, inside the ray itself. Ushma mina chisar mibifnim, shmei chisarain. You tried to say before that kuli alma moida the chesar mibnim loy shmei chisaroin. No. The chayyur from my Mishnah have a clear right. The chesar mibnim shmei chisaroin. And therefore, if I find this reya inside the chitir, the needle inside, not the reya, I find the needle inside the reya which was cut up, then I don't have to be concerned that it's treif because chesar mibnim shmei chisaroin. This is what Reb Yirmiyah or Reb Zrika posed the kasha to Rabami. So Rabami wanted to be machshir, and they said, no, you can't be machshir because maybe it's causing internal lung problems because the needle is ruining it from the inside. And the Mishnah says, chaser is treif. Then they send the very same shaila instead of to Rabami, not to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So he also wanted to be machshir. And again, the very same shak levitari. The Mishnah says it's treif. What means chaser? Ilim machutz from the outside membrane. Hi, a nikva, it's no better, no worse than having the hole go through it. We already said nikva. Ela mustuk mibifnim. Ushma minachzor mibifnim shmei chisaroin. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka did not react. He said nothing. Now we send it back to Rabami, and now for a second time. And we said, Rabami, what's it? Utarfa. Now he said it straight. Initially, remember, Rabami Sovel Achshurei, and now he decided it's straight. Amrile, Havarabon Machshuri, what about those first three rabbis, Rabbi Yochanan and the other two that said it's Kusha? Omel Hansen, now he gave them a very, very good answer. Hey, Nechshiru, she yoidem me ezetam hechshiru. Anam ezetam nachshir. Dilmi yahavareya. Come on. Minkiva! What is the Gemara's answering? Now, although this is very nice and poetic, that Heim Yoidim Eizetam Achshiroi, Rashi says, what Rabami is really saying is, there's one thing if you have the whole Reya there, there's another thing if you have a part of the Reya. If they have the whole Reya, then you can go and inspect it from top to bottom, you can do the famous warm water test, is there a puncture, is there no puncture? But Rabbi Yisai, 50%, 75% of the Reya is missing. We only have a chetucha dereya. How am I supposed to know whether or not this machat made a hole and came through the veshit and made a hole into the kunner, into the reya, or whether it came through simpoina? There's no way of knowing. I only have half or a quarter of the reya present. Sich veisnish. So therefore, I have to be matrif. I can't automatically assume, oh, there's a machat. What's the point of the machat? It's very pointed, this machat. It may have made a hole. Okay, you got the point. Okay, so that was his teretz. See if you take a quick look at the Rashi.
To be a machmir.
That's for sure. Let's look at the first wide line of the Rashi. Yeah. At the end of the line, Shiyoidim Eizetam Achshira. Shari Bos Kol Haro Lifneim. They had the whole ray in front of them. Ru'ua Shleim. They saw that it's complete. In other words, they did the test, and there's no holes, and everything's fine. Hilkachal Karchach Derech HaKona Nechzas. It must be that it came through the Kona, down into the Simpoin, into the Ray, and didn't make any holes. That's why they said it was Kusha. However, here, Tilma Havadakum, maybe there were holes all over from this Machat. Shiroivim Nechnosim, Derech HaVeshim Nechnosim. What's the likelihood that this machet came through the Kona and inhaled it? Come on, you don't normally inhale needles. So it must be that it went originally with some food or whatever down the veshit and it made a hole.
A
traveling needle. And that's the point. That says, they had the reya present. And therefore, I cannot automatically pass it because I only have a quarter or half of the reya. That's the reya shechatucha.
It's interesting that originally was machshir at that. If he had the same evidence, why was he machshir?
Yeah, because of the challenge. He thought about it, and therefore he came up and he said, you know what? You have a good point. And therefore, there's no stir or Rabami. And Rabami is really not even changing his mind. His Rabami was saying, if it would be a full reya, then we can go and check, and maybe we'll take a paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that is kusha. But since I only have a part of a reya, there's no way that it can be checked, and therefore I have to be machmer after all. So Dilma, second wide line of the Gemara. Dilma, I have a reya. Come on, if I had the whole reya, come on, maybe minkva, maybe it's full of holes. Zokti mar tamadules, that's only because it's not here. Ho isa, what happens if you had the whole reya here? V'loi minkva, and you find the no holes, you'd say it's ksheira, azoi. Then you would paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Luzer, Rabbi Chanina, that were machshiri, because you have the whole thing, and there's a machataka inside the reya, but you don't see any holes, and therefore you're saying it's kusha. Ivam Rav Nachman, hay simpuna de reya de inkiv treifa, that if you find a simpun of the reya, the inkiv, that there is a hole in it, so this is not a hole that's protruding outward, it's a hole which is within the reya itself, it's treifa. So now the assumption is, if this machat traveled down through the kana into the simpoin dereya, which is where you found it, then it made a hole there. And therefore, if that's the case, it should be treifa. And you're saying, like the Rabbi Yochanan and the others, that it's kosher. And tomorrow, ula chaveiro itmar. That's talking about that it made a hole within the reya itself from one part of the doifin to the other part of the doifin. Since it made a hole within the reya between one doifin and the other, that's what's treifa. But the fact that you go and just find it lodged in the simpoin itself, doesn't ishkarai, and therefore it could be kosher after all. Frey dimar of Amram Nachman hadura de kansa de inkiv lahadi chavrei megin alei, or chavrei megin alei. What does that mean? The hadura de kansa is referring to the intestines. And specifically, hadura means It's the circular intestines, which go in circles. If you've ever seen the pictures, you don't have this
small, small intestines?
It's 24 feet.
It's 24 feet. Rashi says, Adur de Kansa Dakin, Hasoivivim, Oisoisov Kagula.
It curves around and around and around.
In an animal or a person?
In both. But here, of course, we're talking about the animal. So you have this Adur de Kansa, the Inkiv Lahadi Chavrei, the Inkiv that has a hole in it. So the chaver, meaning the rest of the kansa, that rolled up kansa, then the rest of it is going to go and protect it. Oh, so you see that one can protect the other. So why don't we say within the reya itself also that one wall protects the other? And this is the quote that I quoted earlier when we were speaking, when Rabbi asked his question at the outset of the shir. Amar Ravashi, treifis kamedam lihadodi, you're trying to go and compare a case of holds within the reya to holds within the hadura, the kansa, within the intestines. You cannot go and make such comparisons. Say, well, if it's kosher here, it's probably kosher over there. Every organ is different. Every semen treifis is different. I'll give you a simple example, says Yomar. What happens if you have an animal where part of one of its legs has unfortunately been cut off? Amputated. What's the halacha? Now, we would normally think that as you go closer and closer to the body of the animal, in other words, as you go higher and higher on the leg of the animal, it should be more of a reason to say that it's treif. But in fact, the halacha is punkfag kert, that you could have an amputation, l'moshel, above the knee or that area, and it would be kosher. Yes, if it happens to be, exactly. Yet, if you have on the bottom, next to the mushal, the ankle a cut, that could go and be treif. Now, I'm not giving you all the facts. Rashi says it's talking about the tzoymes agidim. Tzoymes agidim you see very clearly on chickens, where you have on the bottom of the pulka, if it depends on how well it was cleaned or not, you have like sinews coming up, ligaments. Covering ligaments. Oh, ligaments, tendons. Any other possible terms? Yeah, that are coming up surrounding the bottom of the pulka. Here too, you have the same thing by the animals. So if you have that the cut was lemala mitzoyma sagidim, you didn't sever any of that, then the animal could be kosher. If you went and had a cut in the leg of the animal, in the area of the tzoyma sagidim, then it would be treif. And you say to yourself, well, down below, you're saying it's treif. As it gets higher and higher to the cavity of the animal, wouldn't you say it's for sure treif? But the answer is no. Why? Azoyz da lucha. That's Kabbalah or Kimul Rabbanan. Therefore, you can't be Madama Treif Azulazu, even in the same leg, even the same, because sometimes you don't even have a leg to stand on when you're trying to make that comparison. Okay, right. Hayimachta de Ishtakach besimpuna rabba de Reya. There was a case of a machat fell in the big simpoint of the Reya, the big bronchi. Asula Kamid Rabbanan. And Treifoy, they brought it to the Rabban Treifoy, meaning the second group that was Rish Lakish and Ramani Barpatish and Rabshim Mel Yochim that we had at the top. And they didn't respond, they didn't say yes or no, they were silent. After all, that's what they hold. They hold that it's awesome. They said it's treif. It's an Amali Amriba, Kivin Dibsim Sampuna Rab Ishtakach, Amis Sampuna Noket Vasoi. If it would be any other place within the Reya, then there would be Takanoivis, and they would say maybe it came from the Veshit. But since I find it in Sampuna Rabba, there's a greater possibility or likelihood that in fact it came from the Kana directly and settled down into Sampuna Rabba. It didn't make any holds, not to the right and not to the left, and not in the Veshit. Well, it came straight from the Kana. Therefore, they didn't know what to say, and they didn't say yes or no. Oh, now we're not the whole Kaveh, but in a portion of the liver. Savamar bereder of Yosel Lemitzva. He wanted to say it's treif. You see, there's a hole in the kevah. Omli Ravashi ilu ishtakach bebisra ki haygavna havetor of mar. What happens if you would find such a machat not in the kovet, but rather in the flesh, the meat of the animal? Right? You go and buy a piece of meat from the meat market, and you bring it home, and then surprise, surprise, you find in it a machat inside that meat. First of all, first thing you're going to do is you're going to go and call up the store and give them a good telling off. You're going to give them heaven. And maybe you can even go and sue and try to make a class action and try to make millions of dollars. Good. But that's not the point. The point is if you find the basar, would you automatically say, treif? So just like you don't say automatically treif by basar, you shouldn't say that by kovet.
Kovet, it's all nitla, the whole thing.
Exactly. Nice. Exactly. So that's the point, punkt verkehrt. If you have any part of the covering, certainly according to Mandiyama, that means at least a kazayis. If you have a kazayis, then it's kosher. Here he had the whole covering, or at least a part of the covering.
Right, so why is he in a problem?
Yeah, so that's why he saw valimitrafa. Says Rav Ashi, it's no better, any worse than a piece of meat that you find. Just like meat, it doesn't make it treif. You have the hole inside the covered, it doesn't make it treif. As long as you still have your kazayis, at least, then it's going to be kosher.
Why would he?
Elo Rav Ashi, chazinan ikupa lebar nekuvi nokiv vasoi ikupa legav simpuna nokiv vasoi. So the answer to the question is what the Gemara is saying now, and that is, how did you get a needle into the kaved? Normally, kaveds don't grow with needles inside them. So it had to come in through some way. So either it came through the kana root or through the veishit root. He's assuming it probably came through the veishit root. If it came through the veishit root, after it went in the esophagus, it came down. He says, I don't like it here. And then made a hole. And then eventually found its way into the kaved. So the problem is niche out the kaved. He wanted to be much of it because it probably made a hole in the veishit. And we know the veishit, even a masha, was a ready treif. It's omel Rav Ashi. Ilish dachem b'bisra. Okay. El omel Rav Ashi. Chazina. Let's take a look. Ikupa lebar nekuvi nokiv vasoi. Ikupa legav simpoina nokiv vasoi. The word kupa over here means the top of the needle. Sewing needles, of course, are more or less the same.
The eye of a needle.
Okay, so we'll get to the eye in a moment. Let's say years ago when you bought new shirts, you always had to remove about 25 little needles that were in it.
With the little pin at the top.
And they had on top of it a little head.
A solid
exactly. So you could not use it for anything else. It was just threw it in the garbage. Masha Enkein, of course, the sewing needles, they have the eye of the needle on the top. So if you're talking about those needles that have the head on top of it, that's crystal clear. But even if the ones that have the eye in it, you know that part of the needle is wider at the top than it is on the bottom, because you have to have room to go and put in the thread. So by definition, it's going to be wider. So now when you have either the first needle that has a head on top of it, or you're talking about the one that is thicker because it has the eye in it, but the maisa, it's thicker. So ibazoi, now let's look at the position of the machat in the kaved or in the reya, etc. Says Rav Ashi. Chazin, let's take a look. Ikupa labar, if you see that the head of the needle is sticking out, nekuve nokiv asoi. It was en route to make the nekiv into the mushel, into the kaved. In other words, it's at the entry level. That's how the bottom of it, the point of it, got into the kaved, because the head is still sticking out. Ikupa lagav, however, if you find that the kupa is inside either the kaved or the reya, then how would have it made a hole in the on the outside of the reya or of the kaved? After all, that's the thick part. Since it's a thick part, how would have gotten there? So it makes much more sense to say, instead of coming through the veishit and then getting into the kaved or into the reya, that it came through the simpoina. Once it's simpoina, it can go upside down or right side up, because after all, the Mehema inhaled it inside that windpipe.
It jumps around in all directions.
Yes, it doesn't really make a difference whether it was the head that fell in first or the bottom fell in first. Bottom line, it's there. So therefore, take a look. He probably came in through the entry was as a result of it was in the Veshit Lamushal, and now it entered into the Kovit or into the Reya, and that's how it made a hole in it, and you see the Kupa Labar. However, if the head is inside, how did it come from the outside in the halal in and make a hole from the top of the needle? It doesn't make sense. So probably simpuna nakav yasai. But mahani milba limta. That's only if, in fact, we're talking about thick needles, or at least thick heads of the needle. Avakatinta, if the thing happens to be very, very narrow and very thin anyway, leishna kupa legav, leishna kupa lebar, lekuvi nakav asi. We have to assume that it came from the veishit, and that's how it made a hole into the kaved or into the reya, and that's how we have our problems. So therefore it doesn't really make a difference how you find a kupa labar, a kupa lagav, because it's such a thin, narrow needle. Even the top part is agunish, and therefore could have made a hole from the head and not necessarily from the point, from the bottom. Right, tomorrow, Maishna, mi machat shenimtis ba'ovi beis hakoisis.
Yes.
What happens if you find such a machat in the thickness of the wall of beis hakoisis? Remember, beis hakoisis is one of the four of the stomachs of the animal, in addition to the keres and the keva and the hemsis, you have the basakoises. It was called basakoises because if you look into it, it looks like they're 100 little small goblets, one next to each other inside the basakoises. So what do we say about that? Machem mitzad echad, it's kosher. Mishnei tzedonim, it's treif. If you see it only through one side, it's kosher. Both sides, it's treif. In other words, it went through and through. Why don't we say over there too? Let's look, how did it get into this basakoises? Do you see that the needle head is sticking from the outside and the needle head is sticking from the inside? So Timura, how can you compare that case to our ray and to our covet? Because Amri Hasim, after all, if you find the basakoises, that means it's part of the digestive system, it's highly likely that it came through the veshet and not through the kana. Ah, so now that it came to the veshet, kiven the ikka oichlurum mashkim, since when it came in, it didn't come in by itself. It came in accompanied by food and drink, or even if it wasn't accompanied, but you had food and drink later on. So the fact that you now find that needle in the beis hakoisis, em oichlurum mashkim doch kua, whichever way you find it, whether you find the kupa melabar or the kupa melagav, it could be the external pressure from the oichlun mashkim. They pushed it, lemushu, from the veisha to go into the beisa koises, and that's why you find your head there, not you find your head, that's why you find the hole there, and it makes no difference whether you find the head inside the beisa koises or the head outside the beisa koises. The pressure of the oichlun mashkim would push even a thick needle through the wall, and therefore it really makes no difference, kupa legav and kupa lebar. Stop over here, everybody. Say thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful